Armenia today officially marked the 100th anniversary of the start of the Armenian Genocide. That's what it's called there, the massacre of more than 1 million Armenians at the hands of Ottoman Turks during World War I. Turkey disputes the number and still refuses to call it a genocide. But no matter what you call it, it's still having an impact on some people in Turkey today. Dalia Mortada has the story of one man in eastern Turkey who has a personal connection to what happened a century ago, although he didn't know it growing up.
Armin Demirjan spends his time giving tours and information to visitors at the newly restored Armenian church in Diyarbakir, in southeast Turkey. Diyarbakir used to be a center of Armenian life during the Ottoman Empire, about a century ago. But mass executions and deportations of Armenian Christians in 1915 decimated the population there, destroying the church along with it. A few years ago, the stunning structure of charcoal-colored stone was rebuilt with funds from the Armenian diaspora and the local government. Demirjan says Armenians are now coming back to visit, and he loves being here at the church. Demirjan, who's 54, says he's found his family through this church. He means that literally. Until he was 25, Demirjan had no idea his father was Armenian. Demirjan says after his father died, some of the elders in his village revealed his secret identity. They told him, "Your father was Armenian. He was 4 years old at the time of the genocide." Demirjan's mother's family found the 4-year-old Armenian boy. They took him in, converted him to Islam, and raised him as Kurdish, just like them. Demirjan says when he found out, he was completely confused. He'd always thought of himself as Kurdish. He knew about the horrific acts against Armenians in 1915, often committed by Kurds at the order of their Ottoman Turkish leaders. But all that seemed like something terrible that happened to other people. Suddenly, Demirjan says, this was part of his own story. His own father had suffered through the massacre. And it could have been the members of his mother's Kurdish community who did the killing. So Demirjan dug up his ancestors' death records. Now he carries them with him. He shows me the deeply creased papers stained with drops of tea. They say his great-grandfather, grandfather, and uncle all died in 1915. There are no death dates for his other relatives. They were never found. Demirjan says he struggled for a long time with the discovery, but over the years, he's embraced his Armenian heritage. He's even adopted the last name of his ancestors and uses the name Armen, meaning Armenian, as his first name. But it's all caused major tension with his Muslim wife. She doesn't have a problem with his Armenian-ness, he says. She just doesn't understand why he has to be so involved with the church. Demirjan doesn't worship there. He still considers himself Muslim and Kurdish and has no plans to convert to the Christianity of his ancestors. But he finds a sense of community at the church, and he's found more people like him through the church's network.
New York, Holland, Istanbul, hala telefonlaşıyoruz.
He says he's discovered relatives in Holland, New York, Istanbul, and some folks are even visiting from France this week. Demirjan says he doesn't feel alone anymore. I met people who are like me, he says. We can say I have a big family now, both literally and figuratively. For the world, I'm Dalia Mortada in Diyarbakir, Turkey.